back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. Many of you know that I've been working with pastors in India. We've taken over a Bible school there along with an orphanage, and we're working side by side with a local pastor there that has been managing this for quite some time. We're now doing Sunday morning, or I should say Sunday evening, gatherings and meetings with pastors for the protection of their identity and for the sake of preventing potential persecution. I'm not going to use their names, but I want to share with you some of the testimonies that we're getting and invite you to be a partner with us. Today in the meeting, there was a pastor's wife, and she was suffering from passing urine since 1 week. Doctors told her that you have kidney problems and you have to be admitted to the hospital and that you're probably going to need to be operated on. But Pastor Greg, after he shared his testimony and shared the word of God, you prayed for sick and God touched her and she ran into the toilet and passed urine. All glory to God. Another one, God healed a pastor who'd been suffering from right leg pain. He was sitting in the pastor's meeting having severe pain since 3 years after an accident. And when Pastor Greg prayed, God touched him and healed him instantly. All glory to God. God healed another pastor who had not been able to hear from one ear since 6 years and had never shared this with anyone. But when Pastor Greg prayed, God touched him and he started hearing instantly from that ear. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from neck pain since 3 months. And when Pastor Greg prayed, God touched him and healed him instantly. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from back pain since 1 year, and God touched him and healed him instantly right after Pastor Greg prayed. Another pastor was having itching problems and was always itching on his right hand and on his right side and his right arm, and he was feeling too shy to share it with anyone. But when Pastor Greg prayed, God healed him instantly. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from a fever for the past 2 weeks. He was fearing that he might have the corona, but when God touched him and he was healed, he got freed from fear from corona. All glory to God. Also, another pastor was healed because he was not able to digest food. Whenever he was eating something, he was vomiting, but after prayer he ate dinner and he did not vomit. And just now he had called over to the pastor there, and he's perfectly all right. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from pain of his backbone because 3 years ago he fell from his roof, and he was always having pain in his backbone since. But when Pastor Greg prayed, God healed him instantly. All glory to God. I want to encourage you to join with us as we are seeing miracle after miracle. And we are able now to begin to minister to these pastors and encourage them by providing them with the funds that they need in order to feed their families and to help their congregations. Persecution is on the rise and there is no work. Factories are closed. India is on a total shutdown as a result of this coronavirus. The persecution from Sikh, Hindu, Muslim, even from the Buddhists, all the way around, has been on the rise. But there's also been a bright light as we have been able to send funds over there that have allowed us to be able to feed the starving. And that is making a huge impact. So help us today. Go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Hover over the contact section and you'll see an India Project drop down. Make a donation today. Please make your best donation today to help us to reach these pastors. God bless you. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a very, very special program lined up for you today. Today, of course, is Veterans Day. And I am a veteran of the United States Air Force, Cold War times, and I honor all of my fellow veterans. Bottom of hour number two, Robert Vera will be with us today. He is the innovations, he's the director of innovation of the Innovation Center at Grand Canyon University. But he's also the author of A Warrior's Faith, the story of Ryan Job, Ryan Job. You might have heard of Ryan. Ryan was actually the soldier that was blinded in the movie American Sniper, in the American Sniper story. Ryan Job is the guy on the top of the roof that the bullet fragments blinded him. And Robert got to know him, got to know his story. And Ryan ended up dying due to a medical malfeasance, really, that took place and what have you. But a great story about a great veteran. We'll talk to Robert coming up bottom of next hour. David Shostokas is with us. We'll talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse case and why the Kyle Rittenhouse case matters. And there's a special provision also that David wanted me to bring up. So we'll be visiting with him about that. And, of course, Attorney General Mayorkas saying, listen, Virginia prosecutors, DAs throughout the state of Virginia, you're going to uphold the law because we're not going to have lawlessness any longer in the state of Virginia. We'll talk about all that with David coming up. Bottom of this hour, I'm going to be joined by the author of 21 Steps. Jeff Gottesfeld joins us. He's got a new book out. It's actually not that new, but we talked with him not long ago, and I'm really excited to welcome him back. Guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Maybe you've never been there. Maybe you've never really thought about that before. But there is a tomb, and it is at Arlington, and it is guarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without fail. There is a guard who walks 21 steps, turns, and walks back those same 21 steps to protect the tomb of the unknown soldier. We'll talk about that, what that means, what that is about, and the significance of it. We'll get into that with Jeff Gottesfeld coming up at the bottom of this hour. But right now, I'd like to talk to you for a moment, if you would allow me that. And I, again, want to welcome all of my audience that is tuned in and all of you that will be tuning in whenever you might be hearing this program, and perhaps even on your podcasts, you'll hear it. Today is Veterans Day, and I want to talk to you about veterans. I want to talk to you about that oath that we take, that oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That when we sign that contract, when we enter into the service, we understand, we truly understand. And that understanding perhaps evolves through your time in service, but you understand that you are signing a document that pledges your life for the life of a nation and for the life of others. You are saying, I am willing to lay down my life to defend the freedoms that are identified in the Constitution of the United States of America and its Bill of Rights. You are willing to lay down your life so that someone will have the right to the free exercise of their religious beliefs. You are willing to lay down your life so that someone will have the right to speak freely, uninhibitedly, to share their thoughts, their ideas, for proper discourse to be able to be the rule of the day, the rule of a nation, freedom of speech. That there will be a free press that will hold government accountable, not attack the people, but hold accountable those who attempt to usurp the rights and the freedoms and the liberties of the citizens of the United States of America. That you agree to lay down your life so that individuals can gather together peacefully in protest, even against things that you may believe in. But because this is a free nation, we will lay down our lives to guarantee it. Lay down our lives to say, you have a right to be able to redress your government. A government that is by the people, for the people. A government that exists only so long as the people consent to its existence. That the right to keep and bear arms is not about hunting. It's a little bit about self-defense. But understanding that it's mostly about making sure that those to whom we have given consent to serve in the government offices will never again be like King George, will never again enter our homes, break down our doors, without due process and just cause. We agree to lay down our lives. We sign a document. We swear an oath. To defend this nation. The Uniform Code of Military Justice contains within it the highest moral standards in the world today. And where do those moral standards come from? They come from Scripture. Today, those codes are under assault. Movies like A Few Good Men that dares to insult and tear down the institution of the United States Marine Corps, which celebrated its 246th year. And what was the first act of that United States Marine Corps? To stop the proliferation of the taking of slaves off of our merchant ships by the same enemy we fight today. Adherents of Islam who broke their oath, broke their agreement, kept attempting to steal America's money and the money of Americans through threat and intimidation, through violence, and took prisoners of our merchants who were going around the Barbary Coast only because those same godless, bloodthirsty Muslims had cut off the land path for trade. The same Islam that today murders Christians across the world, Jews across the world, and enslaves fellow Africans in Africa today. It was the Marines that subdued them in Tripoli and set the captives free. These things I've spoken to you, Jesus said, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. That's the code of the Brotherhood of the United States military. When you get into that dogfight, when you get into that hot spot, you turn to your brother and you say, I've got your back. I've got your six. That's what we celebrate today, folks. We celebrate the men and women that have the six of the United States Constitution and the United States of America, that today, right now, are on watch. And we celebrate men like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who had the strength and the will and the principles to say to those in the chain of command who don't have honor, who disgrace our Constitution, who disgrace the Uniform Code of Military Justice, by whose very act of putting on that uniform disgraces it, and they should take it off and resign for their treasonous and unpatriotic behavior. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller called them out for the innocent lives lost, for the death of 13 soldiers unnecessarily, and countless civilians and allies and friends who had stood and watched one another six and counted on one another and laid down their lives for their brother, some necessarily and some unnecessarily. We celebrate veterans today like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. God bless him. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back with some more words on the other side of today's break. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Mojo.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I want to share something else with you today as well. This comes out of 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. We repeat that part. By this we know that we love the children of God. When what happens? When we love God and keep his commandments. Now, wait a minute. I thought we were set free. I thought we were not under the law. Watch this. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Does the law save us? No, it doesn't save us. Being born again is where salvation happens. Being crucified on the cross, the old man dying and becoming new in Christ. It's something that's beyond our abilities. We can't do it. We can't do it. There's a really cool definition for the word grace. The word grace is a Greek word, charis. And there's a very cool definition that it is the power of God exerting itself on the soul of man. It is the power of God exerting itself on the soul of man and turning him. And that concept of turning is literally, that's that repentance. It's 180 degrees. Turning him towards God. And then putting into him Christian virtue and then holding him in place, never letting him go, not letting him go. It is radical, folks. the message of the cross is a radical message, and it is a violent message in the sense, right? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence have taken it by force. It is a radical message because it necessitates us understanding and then allowing the old nature, the old man, to die. Are there excuses for, look, the whole narrative of the concept of a sinner, I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's like standing up in an AA meeting and continuing to say I'm an alcoholic. The percentages of those that fall back is very high. And why? Because the confession of our mouth. If you're saved, if you are born again, then you're no longer a sinner. Well, it's not about ego. It's not about you. It's not about you being perfect because of you. Paul clearly states that our righteousness is in Christ. And we put on the righteousness of Christ. And how do we do that? We don't take the fish and clean it up. We don't take the old nature and that's so decrepit and try to fix it. It's killed. It's dead. And freedom in Christ means that the old nature is dead and we're now walking new. That is a part of the process that basic training in the military is about. It's about breaking down the old thoughts, the old civilian thoughts, laziness and selfishness and all of those things. It's about breaking all of that down and rebuilding a new, stronger, principled foundation that is willing to lay down their life for their brother, that is willing to have the six of their brother and of the nation. That's why basic training is what it is. Every service has their thoughts and their mentality and how they do it. But the bottom line is you got to kill that old man. That person that first arrived on the first day has to die so they can remake you in the image of someone that has morals and principle and honor and is steeled and in the middle of a hot fight won't turn and run. That's who we are as believers. If God hadn't showed me about perseverance, there's no way I make it through this accident and still stand with Him today. Stand today and honor our veterans and honor the United States of America. God bless you. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Don't go anywhere. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.